respect in me shows in my respect for others. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Respect for me shows in my respect for others. Oh, yes. How often we belittle ourselves. How often we say, I cannot do this or I cannot do that. How often we say, I do not have the ability to accomplish the things that I'd like to accomplish. How often do we say that? How often do we say, oh, me? That's a gift for me? Oh, that's something special for me? My goodness sakes, how wonderful of you. As though we are the last person on earth to receive some lovely gesture or some lovely gift. What a silly, silly thing to do, you know? But that's what we do. That's what we do. We show lack of respect for ourselves. And in that lack of respect for ourselves, we show lack of respect for others. Wouldn't it be the most natural thing in the world for people to bring you flowers? You? Me? Flowers? Who would want to bring me flowers? Who would want to ever bring flowers to me and say, Herb, these are flowers for you that I'd like to share with you. Herb, these are flowers that I'd like to give to you so you could enjoy them and because it makes me so happy. Well, you see, when you have respect for yourself, then you have respect for others. When you have respect for yourself, then you give yourself flowers. And that's not strange. That's wonderful. And then, of course, you give others flowers too. Now, when you have respect for yourself, you remember the things that you're doing. Now, I play an interesting role here at the University of Healing. I am the sharer, the whatever you want to call me, the mentor. And as a sharer and the mentor, I sort of expect that people are going to want to hear what I have to say. And if they don't want to hear what I have to say, they shouldn't really be here, because this is my show. And if they want to hear what I have to say, then they should listen. And if they want to hear what I have to say, they should listen to what I have to say and give me 100% of their attention and not be diverted by anything else in the world. Hey, respect for me shows in my respect for others. Do I listen to others when they talk? Do I listen to others when they share their ideas with me? Do I listen to others and think about others when they are talking to me and not think about what I'm going to say next or what I want to say? Do I give my 100% unconditional attention to those around me when they are sharing? If I don't do that, how can I expect them to do that for me? If I don't respect myself as a person listening to another person or participating with another in my world, how can I expect them to participate in my world and share with me? But you're the boss. You're in charge. You're the wheeler dealer. You know, you're the big deal. No. There is nobody on earth who is the big deal. No matter how big you are always showing respect for yourself by the respect you show to others. We spoke the other day about Bill Clinton when he was president and standing in the lines greeting people. And he's a very charming, delightful person. And people think he's just really amazing because he thought of something nice to say about each person who was presented to him. He would probably never remember their name or their face or anything about them, but he looked at them. And he would say to them, my, what a lovely tie you have. Or, what a gorgeous gown. Or, how tasteful. Or, he would say, he probably had a whole string of things that he would say, and he would say them in rotation, so he wouldn't say the same thing to two people standing together in line. But he also would look at the person, and he would see something in them that was worthy of complimenting. Just like he knew himself. Now, did he choose his ties with taste? Yes. Did he choose his clothing with good taste? Yes. Did he respect himself by what he wore when he was in the various places? If it's in a formal dinner, did he wear a formal outfit? I mean, he's a president. He could do anything he wanted to do. Nobody could tell him what to do. Remember John F. Kennedy? Oh, yes, he was a sparkler. He was an individual. Well, I mean, nobody in their right mind ever wears a top hat anymore. But he respected the office. He respected himself. He respected that Abraham Lincoln wore a top hat, and many others wore, not too many others, but a few others wore them, because that was a style, and that was their way. And he took on the aura of Abraham Lincoln when he wore that top hat. Now, very few people recognized it. They just looked at the top hat and thought, wow, what an interesting thing. And they didn't see the symbology behind it. But you see, John F. Kennedy respected himself, and he respected others. He felt that if he was going to appear in public, he was going to appear as a magistrate, as a wonderful being. That's true, he did some dumb things, but don't we all? So we're not judged by our dumb things, we're judged by our beautiful things. Will John F. Kennedy go down in history as one of the most noble, most magnificent presidents of the United States? Yes. Not quite like Reagan, but Reagan would go down for other reasons. And Theodore Roosevelt, he would go down for other things. And all the other people who have been presidents and who have done wonderful things. Lincoln will go down for many things. People are trying to write about his sad life and his sad wife and his sad family. And, hey, he was a great president. He was there not because of his personal life. His personal life was not bad. His personal life was sad. But so we don't dwell upon the sadness. We dwell upon the greatness. He respected his country. He respected the people here. And he showed the respect for me, for yourself, shows in your respect for others. He respected himself. And he held the dignity of the office as magnificent. Now you and me, what do we do? What is our office? What is our world? Well, number one, we are divine beings. Now, do we respect this divine being, or do we sometimes say, I don't know? That's disrespect for our divine being, that's for sure. The divine in me knows. I know that I know that I know. God in me knows the answer. Know that! That's the truth! Now, if you respect that, then you will respect that in others. And you'll say to others, oh, you know that you know that you know. Divine in you knows the answer. Just believe it. And so it is. And when we live that life, we live that respect, we live that honor, what magic things take place in our life, what wonderful things take place in our life, what grand and glorious things. Respect for me shows in my respect for others. Now, when I respect another person, I am showing that I respect myself. When I respect the Queen of England, I show that respect in myself. I show deference toward her. I show respect and honor toward her, not only for the lady that she is, and she certainly is that, but for the office that she holds. I look at a father, and I see how he treats his children. And one of our students, Tony, I look at him as he was dealing with his children. And I thought to myself, what a glorious father. He wasn't trying to put on a show for Ellen and I as we were visiting in their home. But he was being himself and being fantastic. And his children immediately, joyfully did what he asked them to do. And the mother, they did joyfully what she asked them to do. They were not forced. They were not coerced into anything. He respected himself, and he acted like a gentleman in his home. And his family acted like gentle people in their home. Respect for him shows in the respect, in his respect for others. Now, can we say that for each of us? I've been in many people's homes, naturally, over the period of 80 years. I've been in many people's homes and seen many people and seen many things that they've done. And as I have seen these things, I have, with great respect for myself, I have seen respect for them. I expect them to be respectful to their families, to their wives, to their husbands. I expect them to be respectful to their elders, to their grandparents, to their parents. I expect them to be respectful to the school system. I expect them to be respectful to their government. I expect them to be respectful to their ecology. I expect them to be respectful because I respect me. And if I didn't respect me, I could not expect anything from anyone else. My respect for others shows my respect for myself. Now, what sort of respect do you have for yourself? What sort of respect do you have for your life? It shows in how you act to others. When another is speaking, can you quietly listen? Or do you have to come up with your ideas so quickly because you might forget them? I have a little habit that people may or may not notice, but when other people are talking, I like to keep a pad of paper handy so I can write down thoughts that come to my mind that I want to speak about when I have the opportunity. But I want to listen to them, and I don't want to have to think about my thoughts and, oh, I forgot what I was going to say. Well, as the saying goes, it couldn't have been very important. Well, that's not true. It could have been very important, except that you wanted to give your full attention to the person who was speaking or to the activity that was going on. Respect for me shows, see, the respect I have for me shows in my respect for others. So, truly, I respect others tremendously. Well, perhaps I have another problem there. I unconditionally love everyone in my world. And when, for any reason, I see that their need is more necessary than listening to me or sharing with me or letting me share my ideas with them, I at first stop everything I'm doing and listen, even though I'm the one who had the floor. I stop and give them total respect. And then when they show a total lack of respect for realizing that they stepped on top of my talk and then went on with something else, never even thinking about what I was saying, then I just sort of realized I had been disrespectful to them, and I was not worthy to be in their presence. I was not worthy to be in the presence of another person whom I disrespected. Can you think of that? We are not worthy to be in the presence of people whom we disrespect. It's not that they are disrespectful or they are bad. It's we are not respectful. We are not worthy of being in the presence of something so beautiful, something so good, something so magnificent, something so true, something so lovely, our creation, if we don't first respect ourselves. Our respect for ourselves shows in how we respect others. Think on these things. They're pretty powerful. It's not a matter that you have to change or be different or do better things. It's just a matter that once you recognize that how you respect yourself shows in how you respect others, then you start looking at how you respect others because that shows how you respect yourself. And boy, that's a lesson for me that I learn every time I'm with people. Because they have a tendency to expect me to say lovely things, and that's great. And if I ever catch myself saying an unlovely thing in my presence or the presence of those around me, then that is what I believe, and that's a very, very, very naughty thing for me to do, because that's not showing respect for myself. Think on these things. I think on them. I put them to practice in my life, and wonderful things happen. So, my beloveds, respect for me shows in my respect for others. And, my precious ones, I unconditionally love you with all my heart and soul and being. I love you. I love you. I love you.